Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 7th of June, and right now it's clear on 28 degrees Celsius after last night's short shower, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with the temperatures in range of low of 30 degrees to high of 35 degrees Celsius with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Wind from southwest at 14 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect chance of rain with overcast with winds from west-southwest at 19 kilometers per hour. Chance of precipitation is on 20%. Morning humidity with 64% will drop by noon on to 52% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated to 90%. In today's news we feature an excerpt of yesterday's general meeting and unity pavilion on L'Avenir, the Orville or Town Development Council and Planning. But the whole meeting will be published later on today for you to listen or and download it.
So the planners ask you as a community, are you asking us to plan for the brief or are you asking us to plan for a definite direction in which this community wants to go and what is this direction? And we have different interpretation of that. And this is very important. So these are the things you cannot, don't, and I can give you many other examples. For example, I'll give you another one. Very important. Mother told Roger in February 69 that the University of Auroville is the key to its reason of being. The key to the reason of being of Auroville. You know? 45 years later, we still don't have a university. We have nothing at all about it. What we have, on the contrary, are people who want, I'm sorry, we have to say these things, are people who want to build pavilions which are supposed to be public, which are supposed to be part of the university, but make no sense whatsoever without the university, or people who want to build a convention center for 2,500 people as part of this would-be university. But there is no course for the students who are graduating from our schools. You know? And then the plan is to have the students, the pavilions in this zone, and to have the faculties in the other zone so that people commute more, waste more energy, create more nuisance around the campus. You see? So these things, for the planners need to have an answer on that thing. And no serious people will get involved in planning unless there is coherence in these things. You don't want to waste your time. You don't wait. The community needs to get clarity on these things. Otherwise, for me, I believe that Auroville has been drifting for 40 years without any clarity about its aim, where it wants to go, what are its objectives, and what are the means to go there. And that is very, very serious. And that's why everybody is telling you. And the problem is that you have more and more cynicism in this community, and people will just say, forget it, I'm taking advantage of it. This is a very big problem. The aim of Auroville is the ideal society. Mother speaks, a mother gave a message to UNESCO in 66 saying that Auroville is a society, a new society, which wants to embody and manifest the new consciousness. This is what it is. And everything that is spiritual, and we are a spiritual community, starts from the inside. It is the inner quality of the members which will reflect on the inner quality of the society, which will reflect on the quality of the city. It's not the other way around. We are here to build a community. We are here to build the different aspects of the community. The city will come naturally out of it. There is not a single would-be more ideal city in the world which has created a more ideal society, however inspired and talented have been their architects. Our hope is to have a more ideal society here. And the mother spoke about two different transformations which have to go side by side. The transformation of the individuals and the transformation of the society. And there are three programs for this transformation of the society. And we are not doing anything about it, not seriously enough. We are, but not seriously enough. Which are an unending education, a system of unending and integral education. And when Mother spoke about human unity, she says the solution to it is about spiritual education. This is the way to achieve human unity. She said specifically in the context of order. The second thing is that it is a different kind of economy, an internal economy which is very different. Now, there is no circulation of money in Auroville, it means there is no private money. There is no rich, there is no poor in Auroville. But we are building houses for the rich and houses for the poor. This is what we are doing. And we are having people who have cars which cost more to maintain than maintenance of the obedience. So we are absolutely totally incoherent. And the third aspect is a different organization and a different system of governance. And look what we are doing. So unless we get these three programs together, you can forget about the rest. You can just continue to drift. That's what we are doing. But we have to get these programs together. We have to be serious about it. And I believe personally that the Earth needs more than ever the Orville mother spoke about. I believe that Orville is the place on Earth which has the greatest potential to be that. But I believe we are not serious about it. And this is what I would like to see change.
We received a joint announcement from Orville Security and the Working Committee to inform the community about an incident. On Tuesday morning, 5th of June, the body of a woman has been found in a cashew field between Carriage and the Solar Kitchen, 100 meters from the cricket ground, northwest corner. The Orville Security were present, as well as the police. Local villagers and the village administration officer couldn't recognize her, so they believe that she is not a local villager. The police have now taken the body away for post-mortem. The investigation is going on with three special teams on the job. There will be a temporary police presence on the tar road between Quilapelam and Edel Chevanadi. And they're asking us if we have noticed any presence near the corner of the cricket field on Monday evening, near the shortcut to the solar kitchen. Please notify the Orville Security at orvillesecurity@orville.org in, or we can call on 944-30-90107. Lavenir, together with AVAC, is preparing a 4 days of leadership program for panchayat leaders, vice panchayat leaders, MLAs and Tashildars, together with the Auroville Working Groups on June 13. With a keynote address of Auroville Foundation Secretary Mr. Balabhaskar and speeches by Surya Ganchi, Menakshi, Vardarayajan, Tagdapani Harvest. The first day will introduce Auroville and the work done in the fields of health, education, water, self-help. The program will include an exposed trip to a model panchayat outside Chennai. Days 3 and 4 will be on collaborative planning and development for the surrounding villages, which will be facilitated by Ban Kim and Dr. Razak of Anna University. Some 50 persons will participate. And here's another announcement of postponed Mr. Doshi visit, who would be here in Orville on the 17th to 21st of June. I would like to have several interactions with the community with regard to the planning and development of Orville and the Town Development Council. The Resident Assembly Service, in collaboration with the study group, is going to start a new selection process for the Town Development Council / L'Avenir d'Orville. And we can see the document in Auronet and send our valuable comments to one of these email addresses, either studygroup@orville.org or rasservice@orville.org. But we can also get a soft copy of the new selection process sent to their email addresses. Our participation to the Resident Assembly and our availability to be part of the new governing experience is the main key for a better Orville and route for the mother's dream. Because of this, our participation to the next Resident Assembly meeting on 15th of June is very important. And now let's go to some announcements. As every 12th of each month in 2012, we Women's Circle meet at Unity Pavilion at 6 p.m. This month, breathing exercises to the Panchamama, Mother Earth, and Macarena from Chile is going to share with us Mapuche's sacred dance. Everybody welcome. Nanini Tailoring Section is giving us a schedule for the summer opening for June, which is on mornings Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday between 9 to 12:30 as usual, and closed in the afternoon. At Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French drama Declaration of War, made in France in 2011 by director and writer Valerie Donzelli. On Saturday, also at Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m., they will screen an international drama, The Ideas of March, made in USA in 2010 by writer and director George Clooney. At Cinema Bharat News Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we have a chance to see an animated film in collaboration with Embassy of France in Delhi, The Eleanor's Secret, which was directed by Dominique Monfray and made in France in 2009. And they also want to remind us that before the film, they will show a 12-minute short film showing the Beatles and the Cirque du Soleil on their show all together now, inspired by the group. The ways of the divine are not like those of the human mind or according to our patterns, and it is impossible to judge them or to lay down for him what he shall or what shall not do. For the divine knows better than we can know if we admit the divine at all, but true reason and bhakti seem to me to be at one in demanding implicit faith and surrender. Rav Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org. Thank you.